This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores the definition of death and organ donation. And now here's Paige.
You may have heard me discuss brain death and whether a patient is mostly dead, like Wesley, the character from The Princess Bride, or truly dead. We don't want to call someone dead who is not. Prior to the development of the brain death standard, a person was declared dead when their heart stopped pumping blood and they quit breathing. There's a renewed interest in declaring someone dead whose heart has stopped beating because of the potential for harvesting their organs. Often, by the time a person is declared to be brain dead, their organs have started to decay. To be blunt, the longer it takes to declare death, the less useful many of the organs are likely to be to potential recipients. But a patient who is supported by a ventilator could become a donor after cardiac death. This presumes the patient has a valid Do Not Resuscitate or DNR order. After the ventilator is turned off, they could be declared dead and their organs removed within minutes after they stop breathing. It is the possibility of organ donation that can drive the decision about when to turn off the ventilator. Just as in my previous discussion of brain death, Christian ethicists and physicians have not reached consensus about the criteria for donation after cardiac death. There is a tension between wanting to be sure a person is dead before removing their organs and the need to harvest vital organs as quickly as possible after death. Some ethicists, not the Christians I'm referring to, suggest that we already do remove organs from people who are not dead. We just don't call it that. Others argue it is ethical to take organs from people in a coma or persistent vegetative state, regardless of cardiac death. The central ethical challenge, in the words of Dr. Edmund Pellegrino, is how to give the gift of life to one human being without taking life away from another. Our safeguard is the ethical fidelity of the potential donor's physician, who places the good of his patient over the good of the dying potential recipient. But this can place the good of the individual in tension with the social good of organ donation. That's one of the reasons these decisions are just really hard. Another reason is the important philosophical question about when death occurs. Plato described death as the separation of the soul from the body. How do we measure that? Again, quoting Dr. Pellegrino, we need better physiological criteria to close the gap between philosophical concepts and clinical reality. In the meantime, the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity is continuing charitable dialogue about the ethical determination of cardiac death. It's vitally important that we get this one right.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.